After getting some rest and maybe pushing the reset button a little bit, is it nice to get back out there?
Yeah, of course. Good to get out here with the guys and have some fun, play some football, and get ready for the second half.
And your protection.
I'm little, I can squeeze.
Nice streak of not allowing a sack.
Oh,
you take it. I don't want to jinx or anything, but do you take it into account for everything and feel blessed with what you're doing for your friend?
Oh, always. I think I've got the best line in the business. People want to talk about some of the other ones out there, but I'll put my guys up against anybody anytime, whether it's run blocking, pass blocking. Obviously, not giving up any sacks. That makes me feel better. It makes my wife and the rest of my family feel better, too.
So would you investigate regarding your game and the time off? Would you look at and would you find out?
Nothing. I didn't look at it once. Decided to just move on and go to the second half of football.
And pros and cons of playing in a dome, especially going in Indy?
Pros, you got perfect weather. Cons, it can be really loud, and which then in turn dictates sometimes that the ends and the D-line can get a better rush on you.
How much do you have to counteract the loud, the noise and everything, whether it's a silent count or?
Well, we'll definitely use silent. We have to, whether we're in a dome or not. Usually the best thing that takes a crowd out of it is playing well for us. So if we can try and do that, that usually takes a crowd out of it.
How much is that playing in a dome with the weather not being a factor helped you? Because it seems like you have a good record.
It's awesome.
Good stats in the dome.
It's awesome. Those guys that have domes and get to play them 8 games out of the year, I'm a little jealous at times. But, it's definitely very, very easy to throw the ball around.
Then when you look around the league, the amount of significant injuries that there have been, how fortunate feel that you guys have been relatively healthy or getting even healthier?
Yeah, that's the second question you guys have asked me that I hate that you guys asked me about, sacks and injuries. So I hope we stay as injury-free as we can. Obviously, this is a very physical football game that we play. Injuries are going to happen. It's just a matter of who, how significant, how serious, things like that. So, typically the team that stays the healthiest usually can make a run and can go the furthest in this season and in the playoffs. So, we're just going to focus on this game and trying to get everybody out of it as healthy as we can.
Ben, especially with you guys getting a break at the halfway point and with all that's happening in the conference and with positioning, fans and media can start talking about the seeds and all that other stuff. How important is it, even though you think you have some winnable games in the second half, to take each game as it comes?
Well, we'll let the fans, we'll let you guys, the professionals or whatever, talk about seeds, talk about playoffs, talk about all that stuff. Winnable games, not winnable games. This is the NFL where every single week anybody can win and anybody can lose. And so we're going to take this game as the most important game of our football season and go out there with the mentality that we have to play our best football, not worry about anything outside of this game.
And what do you expect the role of the know-how offense to be in the second half?
That's up to Todd.
Ben, Randy was talking Monday. He said you guys have talked about you being a point guard this year. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I played point guard in high school, All-American point guard, I'd like to say. So I'm used to kind of distributing the ball and getting us in the best play possible. So I just do what I can to, run pass check, pass run. Run right, left, things like that. We're maybe not doing as much no huddle, but I feel, and obviously Randy's saying that, I still feel like there's a lot on my plate to make sure that I still kind of run this offense, if you will.
Have you been a little more of a shooting guard previously? Or?
I did it all. I'm going to be honest, I did it all. I was a point guard. I can do it all.
I mean, in your NFL career.
I
missed this stuff in high school.
I know. You should go back and check it out. Yeah, I mean, you've always have to find a way to distribute the ball, especially now that we've got so many weapons, and that's what's important. I mean, that's it. All those things you have to take into account when Randy says those things. It's not just about the plays, but it's about getting a feeling the game out, getting a feel for the game, mid game, beginning of games, making sideline adjustments, talking, communicating. Maybe a guy has a good matchup. Being able to get guys the ball to have the matchups, or a guy needs a catch to kind of get into the game, whatever it may be, You've got to be an extension of the coaching staff of Coach Randy on the field.
Is that as rewarding as, you know, dropping back and letting her rip 40 times?
Absolutely. I think this year, I really genuinely don't know how my stats are stack up against other years, but I feel like I've been as involved and have had as good of a season maybe between the years as I have maybe ever.
And back to the indoor stuff, how much does it help the last game as an indoor stadium that kind of gives you a feel for what you would expect this week?
Right, in the Sunday night game, you know, you're really loud. It's nice to have back-to-back with the weather, and then, it was loud in Detroit, and so we expect it to be loud this week too. So having those back-to-back ones help.
And speaking of, like, winnable games, is this a team, or are you guys looking at this as a possible trap game? Is a game that you've been known to maybe, like, give up in the past that you were expected to win? Is that perception you're looking at?
No. We're taking this like it's the biggest game of our year. We have to. There's no such thing as quote-unquote winnable games. That's something you guys make up. We don't listen to those things. We got to go out and play. It's an NFL football game. They're professionals. We're professionals. We have to go out and play our best football.
Ben, have you seen James Conner sort of develop here over the course of the season? He's talked about he needs to be better in pass protection and that kind of stuff. But, I mean, how does he look now as opposed to the way he looked in all?
More comfortable. Less questions. I can look at him and ask him, are you good? Yep, got it. You know, and I think that's good. Obviously, he will continue to push himself to want to be better, whether that's running the ball, pass blocking, running routes, things like that. But we all strive to try and get better. So I'm just pleased that he keeps taking steps forward and not backwards.
Do you ever worry that with Le'Veon, I mean, do you ever wonder how much is too much? And do you ever sit there, you guys in meetings, sit there and think maybe we should give 39 a shot, maybe we should give 30 a spell?
That's not my job. You know, that's up to the coaches. And Le'Veon, how is he feeling? What do the coaches feel like he can handle?
Is there any change in mindset that the bye came right at the midpoint? Sort of a symbolic turning of the page. Does it feel more serious now? They all count one, but
right.
This feels like the important time of the year. Is that the
Well, it's kind of how it usually is. I mean, having that bye in the middle is really nice rather than week four or whatever the earliest one is. So kind of saying that you've got a tale of two halves of the season, you know, kind of says our second half. I know Todd likes to break it down in quarters, which is fine. This is kind of a second half. Like, what are we going to do going forward? And it starts right now. I know, you know, our defense is playing great. I hope they continue to play great and get better. And offensively, this is, you know, it's a good time for us to say, okay, put that first half behind us. As I joke with you about, you know, looking back at how I played, let's look forward to these last eight games of this season, taking it one game at a time, which is this week in Indy.